Well, I think the vetoes were relatively minor. This is one way that the governor has of trying to impose his priorities on the legislature. And there's some back and forth with it. The Taunton Hospital part, I think, is probably the most striking thing to me. But this is part of the back and forth of governing in Massachusetts. And over the years, I think this would be considered a relatively small number of vetoes, certainly a small dollar figure.
What surprises you about that decision regarding the Taunton Hospital?
Well, I think it's a very important facility in that region, and the only mental health facility that offers beds down there. And, you know, the governor has indicated, well, we're not losing beds statewide because there are additional ones in Worcester, but that is not much comfort to people in southeast Massachusetts, and I would think the delegation from down there would fight hard to override that veto.
He also talked about deinstitutionalizing some of these patients, getting them out of the hospital setting. What about that argument?
Well, I think it's certainly a good argument. Deinstitutionalization over the years, I think, has been humane. But at the same time, the other argument is he's adding beds in Worcester. And if you're going to add beds, I think you know there should be some beds maintained down in that Taunton region. And I think the delegation down there feels strongly about it.
Now, the governor is also touting the increase in local aid, and he's also saying that when this is all over, despite the recession and the problems that other states are having, Massachusetts will actually have a larger so-called rainy day fund than a lot of those other states. So is the state in a relatively good financial position?
I think it's rather striking that he can make that case. These have been some pretty hard years, and I think the management has been good. He certainly can make the case that we're in better shape than other states. I think the unemployment rate here is better than many other states. And it's been very difficult years for the governor and for the legislature. And both the governor and the legislature, I think, have done a pretty good job over these last several years.
Now, is there anything in the governor's decisions regarding the budget that would indicate he's positioning himself for a national role, whether it be a member of President Obama's cabinet or attorney general or anything that the governor might want to do come 2016?
Well, I think this budget in particular, or the vetoes and the signing, I don't think tell us an enormous amount about it. But I think the governor's overall record has been one that makes him attractive to Democratic activists in 2016. He said he'll finish his term, and I expect that he will do that. But then when you look at 2016, I think he'd be a very appealing candidate in the Democratic Party to go national.
Now, former Massachusetts politicians, and including Michael Dukakis and others, were criticized when they ran for national office for being too liberal. Was there anything in Patrick's actions over the weekend with regard to this budget that would indicate that he's trying to position himself more as a moderate?
Well, again, I think they're relatively minor changes, maybe some of the trims in the budget, although that was relatively minor. But I think he has established himself as a pretty good manager. And also maintaining positions, tough positions, sometimes unpopular ones that would resonate with Democratic activists. So I think he's continued to position himself fairly well for 2016, if that's what he wants to do.
Well, there were two decisions, one regarding the forms of identification for getting a driver's license or registration. The governor saying he didn't want an Arizona-type law here in Massachusetts, and another with regard to the electronic benefits cards. People claim that welfare recipients were abusing them, but he rejected changes in both of those things. So would that indicate he's taking more liberal stance on those issues?
Well, again, I think those are things that are matters of commitment to him. I don't think they're political calculations. In both areas, I think he's taken relatively unpopular stances, but he's been steadfast on that, and I think he deserves some credit. Those things, politically, they'll appeal to Democratic activists down the road, but I think they're more a matter of Governor Patrick's personal commitment on those issues.
Now, the budget goes on to the legislators, and they're going to have to decide if they wish to try to override any of those vetoes. Do you think they will?
Well, I think the Taunton State Hospital one is something that they're going to look very closely at. The activists in that region and the delegation will be working very hard with their colleagues in the legislature to try and override that, I think.
Okay, and one other topic, Professor Cunningham. Last week, conservatives blasted Mitt Romney, and as a result, his campaign decided to beef up what's called the Rapid Response Team based here in Boston.
It looks to me a little bit like the continuing back and forth that happens in campaigns, but more than that, it's no secret that many Republicans have been dissatisfied with Mitt Romney for a long time, and it's striking that it's a continuation of that. He just, even post-primaries, when he has it nailed down, it doesn't really seem that he has it nailed down. He's having difficulty with many Republican elites.
We've been talking with Professor Maurice Cunningham of UMass in Boston. Thank you so much for your comments.
Quite welcome.